This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Tonight on the Live Feed, we have singer-songwriter Matt Brown in the studio. We talk to Matt about the release of his debut EP, his plans for the future, and we get to hear him perform some songs for us here in the studio. I'm Bill Stoneberg with Matt Brown on the Live Feed. Well, I'm here with Matt Brown. He's a Winona native and a Winona State alumni, actually, that has since moved to Minneapolis. Matt, your debut EP titled Finding a Way just recently was released August 19th. Thanks for being on our show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Yeah, it's good to be here. I'm excited I could stop in and we can make this work. This is exciting.
Yeah, for sure. Love the new album. And you've been playing, supporting it. You just played at Tavern 129 here last night. How did the show go?
It went great. Yeah, it was good. It's always good when I make it back to Winona for a performance. There's always that, there's a certain vibe that goes with the hometown crowd, and it's great to see my parents, and my sisters will still make it to the shows, and it's good to see family, friends, and just kind of have those people come together. So it's always fun to play in Winona here in my hometown.
Cool, very cool. And I kind of want to get right into the music, so do you have a song for us that we can hear right now?
Yeah, absolutely. It's probably one of my favorites off of the EP. This is a song that's titled Run, and it's a song about, it's probably the most relevant song of where I'm at in my life right now.
Okay.
And the great relationship that I have with my parents, and some of the conversations we've had along the way.
But
cool. Yeah, this song is, song's titled Run.
Okay, let's hear it.
Daddy said, son, you better make a plan. Find a beautiful girl and take her hand. Don't go too fast, don't go too slow. But when the moment comes, you'll just know. And daddy, I've rolled the dice a time or two. If found anything like mama and you. But I stay the course and I weather that storm. Wherever my free spirit roams. But something in me, oh, it hasn't been found. And I've gotta see this beautiful world spin around. Like a bullet from a loaded gun. I wanna let my wild streak run. Mama says, son, I know when you're happiest. It's when you feel the love behind a tender kiss. In the morning shines, you're gonna walk on by. Like the northern stars, you'll light up your sky. But something in me, oh, it hasn't been found. And I've gotta see this beautiful world spin around. Oh, like a bullet from a loaded gun. I wanna let my wild streak run. And maybe one day I'll find a sleepy town. Chase curly heads across the merry-go-round. I'll meet the one with a love so true. I'll build a life together when she says I do. But something in me, oh, it hasn't been found. And I've gotta see this beautiful world spin around. Like a bullet from a loaded gun. I wanna let my wild streak run.
Cool. That was fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
All right. And you, like you said, that's kind of some stuff from your parents and your history, it sounds like, childhood maybe?
Yeah, absolutely. As I said, I feel very, very fortunate. Count my lucky stars every day that I was blessed to be raised in such a great family with two wonderful sisters and two great parents who taught me a lot of life lessons. And that's just a little bit of what they taught me in that song and kind of some of the conversations we've had in the past and some that are a little more current in time.
Cool. Very cool. And then, you know, speaking of your childhood and stuff, I did notice on your Facebook page that you had leukemia as a child, and you recently played for some patients at Mayo Clinic. Is that right?
Yeah, it was actually last week. I made a trip back to the Mayo Clinic, and it was a full circle moment in my life. I was diagnosed with leukemia when I was 5 years old and received my treatments at the Mayo Clinic. So it was a really, really special day to get to go back and play for the patients and the families there at the Mayo Clinic, at the Children's Center there. And music is one of those things that helped me get through my treatments when I was going through those treatments and making that car ride back and forth from Rochester, Winona to Rochester, and then mm-hmm. Rochester back to Winona. I can remember having cassette tapes in the car and right. listening to country artists like Garth Brooks and Alan Jackson.
Cool.
Is what I did with my parents on the way there to kind of kill the time a little bit. But then there's home videos of me kind of setting up center stage in front of the TV and performing to different music videos. They got nice. Me a little toy guitar. So it was a really special day last week when I got to go back to the Mayo Clinic.
Right. Kind of give back a little bit.
Absolutely. You know? Yeah. Just trying to spread a little bit of joy. I mean, having gone through that and my family gone through that, it's a tough time in those children's lives and their families' lives. And to be able to give back and just maybe spread just a couple minutes of joy, yeah. it's a special thing.
Cool, cool. And then you mentioned that you had a toy guitar as a kid. When did you start playing?
So I mean, I don't really know if you can count that as playing.
Right.
Later in high school, junior, senior year of high school is when I started playing. And then there was years after that where guitar would just collect dust in the corner. Mm-hmm. I would say within the past 3-4 years is when I've really kind of tried to spend some more time with the guitar and wow. kind of learn the craft of playing. And yeah, I just kind of did it self-taught through the internet. So it's the power of the internet is you can learn a
wow.
lot of really cool things.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of impressive, you know, 4 years or so. And you sound fantastic.
Thank you.
So, and then by the looks of your Facebook page again, it looks like you've got a pretty big schedule, pretty busy schedule rather. Is music a full-time job for you at this point?
Or? It is not a full-time job. I'm actually a full-time teacher, but the nice
cool.
thing about teaching is it allows your summers off. So
okay.
Summers are definitely my busy time for music, and then I've been fortunate enough to kind of have that busy time carry over into the weekends of the school year when I can mm-hmm. still get out and perform.
Cool, cool. What do you teach?
I teach adaptive physical education.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Oh, that's got to be rewarding as well. You got a busy life going.
Yeah, it's definitely keeps me on my toes and keeps me busy, and it is a very rewarding job. I work with some wonderful students and wonderful staff and team of teachers.
Cool. Are they aware of your music career?
Some are, some are not, but yeah, I've had some great support where, you know, I may play a live show in the Twin Cities area where they will come out and support me.
Nice. Very nice. So you got a good support network too. That's fantastic.
It's important. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel very blessed and very thankful for people supporting me and people letting me come out and, you know, play at their establishment or inviting me to, you know, perform at a private party or whatever it may be. That's kind of the only way to get the wheels rolling and kind of, you know, expose yourself and get your music out there.
Mm-hmm. For sure. For sure. Well, why don't we get to another song here? Do you got something else that we can check out?
Yeah, let me think what song I want to play for you all.
Okay,
I'll do a song here that's we'll slow it down a little bit, and I struggle talking about this a little bit because it's kind of a sad thing, but I try to look at it in a happier light. But I lost a good friend in a plane crash on New Year's Eve this year, and I wrote
wow.
a song about meeting her and the relationship that we shared, and I'll play that song for you. For you all right here, this song is called Runaway Girl.
Okay.
You said timing's everything, like you're moving on and spreading your wings. or the night we met under Nashville lights, with your heart of gold and smile so bright. But then now we stayed up on the floor and poured some wine and talked some more about life and death and the days between, you packing up, chasing a dream. And I wish you could be here now as you hear our voices above the clouds. In a moment's time you capture the world, our New Year's Eve runaway girl. If timing's everything, how come you're never given a ring? Or the time to build a family of your own? Small town story left unknown. I wish you could be here now as you hear our voices above the clouds. In a moment's time you capture the world, our New Year's Eve runaway girl. You said timing's everything, so you hear my voice when I sing. The thoughts you shared put into song, here with us you're never gone. And I know you're here right now, and you hear our voices above the clouds. In a moment's time you capture the world, our New Year's Eve runaway girl. Our New Year's Eve runaway girl.
Wow. Wow. That really, you've got some deep personal lyrics going on.
Yeah, that was, that was definitely a personal song. Any song that I write, I've got to be attached to lyrics in some way, but that one is mm-hmm. definitely, that's a song that's very, very close to me. And it was a person that, was very, very important in my life that unfortunately I lost too soon.
Right. Yeah, for sure. And then, you know, speaking of your songwriting and the personal nature of it, you got six tunes on your EP. It's kind of acoustic country, Americana, very sparse percussion. It's a really intimate sound. Was that kind of a conscious effort to make it that way, or did it just kind of come about?
That just kind of came about. And I think when you hear an artist perform music, it's a collaboration of all the different music that they've kind of heard over their life. And I've taken samples from different genres of music and kind of different feels. And I like a lot of different styles of music. I'm always drawn to, I will say, when I hear a new song come out, I'm always trying to find the artist performing it acoustically. I prefer that version of it. So just search YouTube and trying to get that person where it's kind of stripped down a little bit more and it just has a guitar, maybe a little added percussion. For some reason, I'm really drawn to that sound. Mm-hmm. But as far as the style of the music, I think it's just a result of growing up listening to a lot of different types and different genres of music.
Right. It's interesting that stripped down style, it's kind of a test for the song. You know, if a song can stand up with just a person and a guitar, that's a real
absolutely
testament.
Yeah,
to the
that's
song.
A really good point.
Yeah, cool. Is your album, was it self-released or are you on a label or?
No, I'm not in any kind of label right now.
Okay, so if anyone's out there listening, we could be looking for a record label here.
Yeah, no, it was all self-released.
Self-released,
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I shouldn't say self-released. I've had a lot of good friends and people in my corner helping me and pushing me to get original music out.
Right, okay. Where did you happen to record it?
I recorded with a good friend. His name is Blake, and he runs kind of a private recording studio. The great thing about working with Blake is he's very flexible, and we recorded in a couple different locations. So not every song on the CDs were actually recorded in the same room. And his label or the company that he works under is Undercurrent Music. But yeah, Blake's a great guy, and he's very flexible. And you've got to have that relationship when you're trying to record mm-hmm. music. You know, where maybe you need to run another take, or you've got that another musical ear where you might think, you know, something sounds good, or you may have a question about someone. To be able to rely on someone like him was a big part of the recording process.
Right. What's your process like? Did you record it all live, or did you kind of track things out with the guitar and vocals separate, or?
We did everything in, so there's a couple of songs on the EP that are just guitar and vocals. Mm-hmm. Those were all just recorded live at once. And then okay. The same thing when percussion is added in, it's all just live. And I did that so the two energies can feed off one another, especially mm-hmm. when the percussion is added in.
Right. And speaking of percussion, you've got, I really like your guitar style. It's kind of, and it's got kind of a percussive sound to it, you know, and especially on songs like, you know, Exit with a Memory and the one you played, Run, you know, More Than Stars. There's a really cool kind of percussive rhythmic style that you have there. How did that come about? Was it just, I mean, is that a conscious thing? Or?
Yeah, well, thank you for the compliment. I'm glad the style is being well received. But I think it just kind of comes back to, for one, it's that different styles of music mixing together. But performing as a solo musician, you kind of, you're searching for that backbeat in different points of the song, something that, you know, the audience and yourself, you can kind of tap your foot to. So it is a little bit of a conscious effort, but also it's just kind of letting the music flow and just kind of feeling it out.
Mm-hmm. Cool. That's cool to hear that it, you know, kind of just grows, you know, like that kind of organically. I like to hear about that. Like we said, you've been playing out supporting the EP when you can, you know, and do you have any fun stories from the road?
People have been so great to me no matter where I go, they're just so kind, and I've received such great feedback, which is really encouraging, especially when you're putting yourself out there with original music. Any specific stories? I don't know if any specific stories come to mind, but what I will say is, as I continue to perform more, for me, it's all about making connections with people. So I find that if I'm more willing to share a story about, say, why a certain song was written, or it doesn't even have to be an original song, it can be a cover. As long as I share a story as to why I'm playing that cover and what it means to me, I'm finding that the people who are in the audience in between set breaks will come up and share something about their life, or maybe nice. How they are attached to that song or what that song means to them. And that's really cool. And, mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot of times where I'm driving 3-4 hours to perform in a location, you're not sure who's going to show up or if anyone will show up. So when people not only show up, but then are willing to interact with you and share things that are personal and true to them, I mean, that's what it's all about for me.
Right. That's got to be rewarding, having that interaction with the audience. And
it really is.
Yeah. Cool. Well, why don't we get to another song? You know, if I may, you know, since I mentioned the percussive nature of things, could I request one?
Absolutely.
You know, maybe, let's see. How about Exit with a Memory?
Let's do it. All right, yeah, so this is Exit with a Memory, and it's just there's a lot of deep songs on, like as uh-huh. as we mentioned earlier, we discussed, I've got to be attached to the lyrics, and they have to mean something to me in order for me to feel the music, and in order for me to want to share that music with people. But this is one of the lighter songs on the album, I will say, and it's just about all those different places in life that an exit can take you, and there are different exits that I've taken that I think I'll take in the future. It's different things, having conversations with friends where, you know, they've, you know, taken a certain route in life, so that's kind of the backbone to Exit with a Memory.
Cool. Here we go.
He could take you back to those summer nights, growing up just trying to get it right. Or on a road of the ones we've lost, with an empty tank and you pay the cost. Chasing memories of love gone wrong, wheels rolling to a slow song. Now you're changing lanes with those windows down. You're changing the track to a familiar sound. Sunset sky fades through the high beams, that end of the road, exit with a memory. And it could take you back to the life you had, the spot you fished, just you and granddad. Your college trip, that four-year ride, the time passes by and by, to family that's growing old, childhood house, but the sign says so. Now you're changing lanes with those windows down. You're changing the track to a familiar sound. Sunset sky fades through the high beams, that end of the road, exit with a memory. Could be the life that takes you back home to your wife and kids, man, they almost grown. You're changing lanes with those windows down. You're changing the track to a familiar sound. Sunset sky fades through the high beams that end of the road. Exit with a memory. Exit with a memory.
Clap for that one. I like it.
Thank you. It's fun to hear. Cool. That's one of the really cool parts about, and you know, you ask any good stories from, you know, audience members listening to you play at you know, different venues, and one of the cool things when you're willing to put your original music out there, it's fun to see which ones they gravitate towards, because you might have your own personal favorites for different reasons, and those can change over time for, you know, for, like I said, for different reasons, but it's always fun to see kind of what songs are clicking with people and for what reasons, then, if you get a chance to talk with them.
Yeah, yeah. Do the meanings ever evolve for you and kind of change into, morph into something else? Or
they do, or they can, you know, a song can be written about a certain situation or a certain individual, and there can be some overlap there where, yeah, you're kind of, life moves along, and all of a sudden you're like, well, I've been down this road before, and you know, I've seen things unfold. So there is some overlap, definitely.
Cool, cool. I always find that interesting in songs and musicians and how they see their own work, you know.
Yes.
That's always an interesting thing. So speaking of, you know, meanings and things behind stuff, and how about influences? What influences you? Other artists or?
Yeah, definitely other artists. And that's a wide variety of artists. Some of my favorite, you know, covers to perform when I'm out performing live, because it's often a 3-hour set when I'm performing. So I don't have enough original music to fill that time. So I do some covers, and I've been lucky to have people enjoy those covers. But I love 90s country music. Has been a big influence. And that, again, kind of draws back to my days of when I got introduced to music and was going through my cancer treatment. So it was a lot of country music with my mom and my dad, driving back and forth to Rochester, Minnesota. 90s country, but then there's a lot of artists today that I listen to. But I think from the acoustic side, a big influence was Jack Johnson. There was a 2-year period of my life where I was living in Southern California, going to college out there, and that music was really popular out there. So I was really drawn to a huge fan of Jack Johnson and the work that he does. Current country artists, I'm a big fan of guys like Kit Moore, and then guys like Sam Hunt as well, who are willing to kind of mix those different genres of music, and then you find yourself relating to that as a musician as well. I have a lot of favorites. We would be sitting here all day if I listen them all off.
Sure. Is there are there other things in life that influence you besides other artists, or
it's a really good question. There's not any one thing. The biggest thing is that there's a feeling and an emotion attached to it that can trigger that inspiration. And then when that happens, you want to make sure that when you write a song that it's relatable. You know, you can release music for a number of reasons. You want it to be important and true to yourself, because I think that's when the true music comes out. But then your hope is that for some reason, it can be a lot of different reasons that an individual listening to that song is drawn to it. And that's kind of the cool thing as well. You might write a song in a certain way, but they perceive it because of their life experiences in a much different way, and it's valuable to them, but it means something completely different than it does to yourself. Sure. And that's a really cool thing to see.
That is a really cool thing. You know, and you're talking about, you know, writing from the heart, stuff like that, stuff that's really important to you. Do you have a certain process that you go through that you adhere to when you write songs? Like, is there a certain method you go about it, or how does that happen?
Not right now. I could probably use some coaching and some tutoring in that department, but I'm kind of finding the best times and locations where I feel like I can put pen to paper and sit down and get some good thoughts out. I'm finding that's more in the morning, kind of with a cup of coffee and just, nice. Just some quiet time to get my thoughts out. My brain's a little more fresh. When I get to the end of the day, I've tried writing, but it's just kind of too many different thoughts going on at once, a little tired. Mm-hmm. So I'm finding that the morning is a better time where I'm a little bit more of a clear mind and able to sit down, like I said, with just a cup of coffee, kind of relax and get some thoughts out.
Cool, cool. And I know your album just came out in August here, but are there new things you're working on that we might expect to hear in the future?
Absolutely. I don't want to speak for all artists, but when you start getting music out, especially when it's kind of your first CD or your first group of original songs that you put out, for me, it's been, okay, kind of what's next? I mean, cool. You know, what can I begin working on? So I have some big plans and kind of set some lofty goals for next year and next summer that I'm really excited about. And that certainly involves releasing more original music.
Cool. Well, why don't we hear another original right now?
All right. I'll play a song here. It's called One Hell of a Goodbye is the title of the song. And It's a little bit of a breakup song, but for me, it's more about, you know, we all go through breakups and have relationships come to an end. But it's about learning from that and being a better person because of it. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the stance of, you know, where this song was written from. So this song is called One Hell of a Goodbye.
Okay.
You left me, girl, you went flying high. You wrecked my world, and a part of me still cries. There's days I wonder where you might be, what it was that happened between you and me. You should see me now. Yeah, I'm standing proud. Oh, my mama promised better days if I face that crowd. I hope you've got an empty glass and a bottle of wine, 'cause it's been one hell of a goodbye. You had me rocking back, you had me on my heels. You had me thinking about love, a drug that only kills. Girl, you had my heart over death do us part. But you should see me now. Yeah, I'm standing proud. Oh, my mama promised better days if I face that crowd. I hope you've got an empty glass and a bottle of wine, 'cause it's been one hell of a goodbye. And does he make you laugh? Does he sing you to sleep on a warm summer night? Are you driving in his Jeep? What about a flower for your hair or that midnight stare? You should see me now. Yeah, I'm standing proud. Oh, my mama promised better days if I face that crowd. Oh, I've got an empty glass, I've got whiskey and wine, 'cause it's been one hell of a goodbye.
All right. You know, it's interesting you chose that one. I was actually going to ask you if you'd play it, you know, later on. You have a video for that song out as well. What was it like shooting that?
Yeah, that was a really cool process with a guy who's become a friend. His name's Tristan, and he does some amazing work. And what was really cool about shooting that is he's a creative guy and videographer and photographer, and to kind of have the creative side of music and video come together, that was my first time shooting a music video, if we want to call it that.
Sure.
But it was one of those really nice fall days. It was almost a year ago to the date.
Okay.
that was shot, and it was shot in kind of the downtown St. Paul area where I was living at the time. And yeah, it was a really cool process, just a creative process from beginning to end.
Cool. I bet. It's a cool video. I really like it. I would recommend people check it out. It's on your Facebook page, you know?
Yeah. It's on Facebook. It's on YouTube as well. You can check out Matt Brown Music on YouTube, and there's a couple of music videos on there.
Okay. And your Facebook page, that's Matt Brown Music as well, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Brown has an E on the end of it. That's caused some confusion in the end. I don't know. I guess I haven't looked it up, but I don't know if there's another Matt Brown that pops up without an E. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I found you pretty easily.
Yeah,
so.
I mentioned that. Okay, that's a good thing. That's good. Yeah. That's good to know.
Cool. You know, you said that you have some lofty goals for next year and stuff like that, things we might see coming up. Do you have any plans for a full band at some point?
That's something that I would never rule out, and I've had friends who are musicians as well ask that question, and it would be a really, really cool thing to get involved with a full band. That's not part of the plan for next summer.
Okay.
But if the right opportunity came along, I wouldn't turn it down.
Okay.
That's part of the thing with music for myself, is to just kind of stay open-minded and be open to different opportunities.
Right. It's kind of a journey, huh?
It is. Yeah. It is.
So you've been busy. You said you play on the weekends now that school's back in session. Do you have any plans for like a tour next summer or anything like that?
That kind of is. That's kind of in the works. It's not, you know, there's not another individual or team of people setting it up or anything of that nature. It's, again, I'm doing it on my own, and I'm okay with that. But it's, more of a tour in the private sense. I don't want to give out too many details right now, but there'll be definitely be more information shared in the spring when I'm trying to really put this thing together to create something special next summer.
Cool. So keep your eye on Matt's Facebook page. We might find out about a tour next summer. That's awesome. So what else without kind of spilling the beans or spoiling anything, is there anything else? You said you had some plans for next summer. Anything else we can expect, or maybe a new recording? I don't know.
Yeah. I hope to have. I've been, you know, kind of sharing that with audience members, or those who have seen me perform live. Is I hope to have a full length CD out by the beginning of next summer. So as you mentioned to kick off the show, I've been very fortunate to have a lot of performance opportunities within the past year, especially within the past 6 months. I'm gonna kind of ease off the gas pedal a little bit come the winter months here, but I'm easing off the gas pedal in the sense of live performances and kind of pushing the gas pedal down in terms of writing more music and hopefully getting into the studio more this winter in preparation for next summer.
Excellent. Well, that'll be great to hear some new stuff from you. So awesome.
I'm excited. Thank you.
Cool. As we get close to the end of the show here, why don't we squeeze in some more music?
Okay.
You got another tune for us?
Yeah. Do we want to do an original or a cover? Do you have a preference?
Let's do a cover.
Okay. Now that opens it up to 3 hours of material. So
right. Well, I don't know if we got 3 hours, but we got some time.
I'm just from the sense of now I've kind of put myself in a sticky spot here. I got to pick a song out of 60 songs. So pressure's on. Let's see here. I'll do one of my favorites, and is generally well received when I perform it live. So we'll do a cover here. When You Say Nothing At All.
Okay, sounds good.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark and try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing.
The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. And there's a truth in your eye saying you'll never leave me. And the touch of your hand says you catch me if ever I fall. You say it best, darling, when you say nothing at all. All day long I can hear people talking out loud. But when you hold me near, you drown out the crowd. Oh, Mr. Webster could never define what's being said between your heart and mine. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. And there's a truth in your eye saying you'll never leave me. And the touch of your hand says you catch me if ever I fall. You say it best, darling, when you say nothing at all. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. And there's a truth in your eye saying you'll never leave me. And the touch of your hand says you catch me if ever I fall. You say it best, darling, when you say nothing at all. Nothing at all.
All right. Beautiful.
Thank
Love
you.
Love it. So I'm here with Matt Brown, and he just performed in Winona last night at Tavern 129. And you're a pretty busy guy, playing all over the place. Where can we find out about more shows?
The best place to look right now is checking out Matt Brown Music on Facebook. I do my best to post the upcoming month, the performances that'll be coming up. So within the next few days here, I'll be posting all the live events that'll be happening in the month of November.
Okay, great, great. So check out Matt Brown Music on Facebook, huh?
Yeah.
All right, sounds good. And your debut EP just came out in August. It's titled Finding My Way, and that's available Spotify, iTunes.
Yep. Most streaming services. I had a individual come up to me last night when I was performing here in Winona and say it's you can stream it. I believe it's called streaming through Apple Music. It's on there as well. So kind of a little bit of a separate entity from iTunes.
Okay.
Those are kind of the main spots to find it. I sell hard copy CDs. I'm kind of a hard copy guy.
Right.
There's nothing quite like the feeling of putting a new CD in the CD player and listening to it, mm-hmm. and kind of going into the store and purchasing it on the day that it comes out. I'm a little bit old school that way. So for my live performances, I do sell hard copy CDs.
Awesome. Awesome. And we have a copy here at the station, so if you're out there, come and call and request Matt Brown on the air, and we'll play some for you.
I appreciate it. That means a lot.
So, thanks for being with us on the show today, Matt.
Thank you. I appreciate it. This is my first time being in studio and at a radio station. This was a really fun opportunity, so thank you.
Yeah, we loved having you. We loved having you. And love the new EP, so keep it up.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Matt Brown for joining us tonight on the live feed. For more information on Matt and his music, go to Matt Brown Music on Facebook. His EP, Finding My Way, is currently available on Spotify and iTunes. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and you've been listening to Matt Brown on the live feed.
Thanks for listening to the live feed. The live feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.
Like what you just heard? Tune in to the live feed featuring local and regional artists every Wednesday and Friday night at 6 right here on 89.5 KQAL. The live feed is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.